Hello, hello, how is everyone? Welcome to the Inner Circle. Today, the topic is upgrade to the best version of yourself. I want to first just let everyone know, so I can't even see who's on the line. Actually, can you come up right there? Oh, maybe it won't even get there. Just a second. My computer, we were uploading this YouTube video, so I'm not able to access the computer. So very good. First of all, I want to, for those of you that are just popping on, I'm sure this will all resolve in just a second. Everyone just take a deep breath. We'll just take a moment to get grounded. And with that breath, holding that intention to connect to the earth, to ask, to invite a big shower of light, big band of light to go through the crown, the top of your head, to shoot down through your spine, the base of your spine, and down to the center of the earth. We want to start off with that just to get connected. So for those of you that are sharing, let's see. I don't think I have any prompts really, like what we're going to work on. So what I want to do is, first of all, open up the line. Let's see here. Hello? Anyone there?
Hello.
Hello. Good, somebody there. So what we're going to do today is the topic is upgrade to the best version of yourself. So we're going to start, let me check in with what we need first. We're going to do some energy work, and my intention is to connect you, because when we're talking about quantum physics, I mean, there's multiple, probably infinite dimensions, infinite realities, and your future self, the self that inspired you at one point, whether you're working with you privately, that you just stepped into Inner Circle, or to step into A-Life, that possibility, that potential of your inner self, your future self, I believe it's what inspires us to take that next move. And then sometimes what happens is we get back in fear or in doubt, or things happen, or it seems hard, or it seems like far off. And so my intention is that during this time together, that you get deeply connected to him or her. And it's actually a way to catapult the results in your life. So if everyone will just take the deep breath. Let's see what comes through first. We're good on I'm worthy. I forgive myself for past mistakes. I forgive myself for I forgive myself and let go of any regrets. And if you have, I don't have access, so if you have *6, if you're making any background noise, because you guys can also hear it. So just *6 and mute yourself so that we can keep the lines all open. That way I can just ask and I can hot seat and give you some one-on-one coaching and energy work. So the first part is just that forgiveness. I release shame, and it's safe to let it go. I release it down to the cellular level, molecular, atomic, and subatomic level. And as I say that, I can feel there's some generational trauma that, actually it is trauma that just kind of came out, and shame that needs to be released, and it's safe to let that go. It goes back 20 generations. Oh. Anything that you have in childhood that you're ready to release, it might be a different year for each of us, but it's safe to let that go. And I invite you, if you can feel, like when I say the word shame, like what comes up for you? Do you remember a specific scene or something that just crosses your mind or an image? Or do you feel something in your body that you're like, oh, you know, that's what it's at, where it's at? And I invite you to identify that. Not that we have to necessarily discuss it here, but as we're doing this work, that you say, yes, I'm ready to let this go. Absolutely, to dissolve the shame. It's not who I am. I just came back from a very deep healing retreat, and it was so illuminating to know that even after years of doing energy work on a daily basis, most of the time, that I still had some really deep emotions trapped in my body that I had not yet released. And one of the things, and this really applies to this topic of upgrading to the best version of yourself, because I knew that where I'm going, the vision that I have for my company, for you, for this movement, that I needed to open up, I needed to up level so that I can contain more, that I can be, not be more, but I can be who I am, without the filter, without the fears. And so, it was just really illuminating to know that there was old stuff from when I was a child that I had just kept, I still had kept in my body, you know, like in that second chakra. That's kind of when we talk about that, that shame. And so one of the invitations that I extend to you is, if you notice an emotion that comes up for you, whether something, you're in a situation and you get triggered this week, or maybe you have already, something has come up and it triggered, is to journal about it and to feel that emotion, to feel it, to journal about it, to go deep so that it will dissipate. Not to sit in it, because one of the things that I realized is I had been using energy work to manage my emotions, and sometimes not feeling the depth of them. Mm-hmm. And, because I would just release it. Oh, there's fear. Just release it. There's jealousy, mm-hmm. or there's anger. Just release it. It's gone. And, you know, that works. And yet I still have this deeper stuff, in my body. And so that's my commitment. That's my commitment to you. It's my commitment to my higher self, is to go deep when those things come up. I had, I'll give you an example, just to illustrate this, because this is the invitation as you upgrade to the next version of yourself. I had, I'm in another group and a mastermind, and everyone's always sharing their successes. And, you know, it's like, rah, rah, I just made 100,000 in sales, and, you know, all these different, you know, things people are sharing. And I noticed that I felt jealousy. And I'm like, what is that? It's scarcity. Like, I teach about this. It's like, it's a yucky, ugly feeling to have. But as I started to explore it, it really didn't have to do with those people. Like, cause I would, when things like that would come up, I would clear it but then it would still come up again. This time, I went deep and I realized it was, I started to really feel the feeling. It was a childhood thing, you know, towards my half-sister, which I never connected, like, you know, that feeling of being replaced and wanting my dad's love. And so as I felt it, and I was, like, really going into the motion, I'm in the airport traveling in first class, just sobbing, bawling my eyes out, looking ugly, but committed, full on ugly, but committed to feeling this feeling, because I love my sister, and I never, I was happy when she was born. I was 13 years old, but feeling replaced, and the love that she was going to, like, somehow I was not going to get that love. And so I just grieved. I just grieved, and I felt it and walked through. Like, you know, Corey, that feeling where you feel like, I don't know if anyone has ever felt this, maybe it's just me, but you feel like you're going to die from the emotion. Like, it's, like, so powerful, it's going to be all-consuming. But yet, if you walk a little further, it will dissipate. And so that was my commitment. I did it, and then it was gone. I finally released it. So I hope, I wasn't necessarily planning to talk about this today, but that's, you know, as I'm working on committing to upgrading the best version of myself, it's like, I want to let those things go. So if you notice that in yourself, any emotion, are you really ready to let it go? And to explore, to be that explorer, that adventurer. Because it takes courage. It takes courage to, you know, I mean, it was very inconvenient to cry. I was going to a mastermind where you want to have your A game. Look like you're all that. And I just was like, this is my commitment. This is my journey. This is my next step. My next step is to feel this grief and this loss and this and just to honor it, and to that little 10-year-old, you know, 13-year-old girl that didn't get to feel that didn't feel like she had the tools. So we talk a lot about, you know, money blocks and clearing this and, you know, getting the confidence and all that stuff, but we haven't really addressed this before, and I hope in sharing my experience that I can invite you to also to be that explorer, that brave, and we're here also to support you. Hey, I hear something talking on the back. So if you can just star 6 for that, so we can I can keep all the lines open. So great, thank you. I want you to think about. I invite you to think about your future self. The woman, the man that you desire to step into. And it could be 6 months from now, could be a year from now, it could be 3 years from now. Bring her, invite him. I hear some talking. If you could start 6 so that we can really create some sacred space here. Thank you. Star 6. All right, so I am connected to my future self. We want to collapse that it's safe for me to accelerate. There's someone here, some background noise right now. Star 6. Thank you. My invitation is to collapse time and space, that sometimes we have this idea, well, when we're thinking about linear time, like X, Y, Z, all these things have to happen, and then I will, you know, become that woman or become that man. But that's not true. Not when we live in a quantum universe. Like, things can accelerate really quickly. That is why so many of you that are in A-Life, you know, the ones from 2015, we're having our retreat in June, and that is why it's so important to show up, because it will create a quantum leap. It accelerates you stepping into that future version of yourself. There's just something very powerful about when we're in person, but often we can do other things too, whether you, you know, I know for us, like buying this house was that kind of big leap that accelerates it. So then you, jumping into private coaching or jumping into A-Life was that kind of accelerator. And there's other things that happen, you know, where you jump into love or, so I am open and willing, to collapse time and space to connect to my future self, that it's safe for me to accelerate, my shift. And I claim that now I am worthy and deserving of success. I am worthy and deserving of a great life. I'm worthy and deserving of more and more love, more and more abundance. I am rich. It is safe for me to be wealthy. Do a life scan, anything in childhood or adolescence. In each decade of your life, ready to let that go. And we're going to see if there's any deeply entrenched programs that you are ready to release right now. And then there's also some generational patterns here. Just feel some emotion right now that in our community. Let's see, that worthy and deserving. I am living on purpose. Everyone's good on that. That feels good. I'm strong and wise. So let's think about, when we think about that future self, that the best version of yourself that you are stepping into, we want to focus on releasing the blocks that, it's like, I can do this. That feels good. I believe in myself. I trust myself. Oh, I am free of others' beliefs that limit my truth. I'm free of others' beliefs that limit my truth, and it's safe to let that go. Okay. Free of others' beliefs that limit my truth. It is safe for me to lose my filter. It's safe for me to say what comes through, to speak my truth, to honor my highest self at all times and all places. I'm committed to honoring my highest self. I'm committed to living on purpose. I'm committed to courage, to being brave. And it's that losing that filter. One of the reasons I did this healing work was for this very reason, to lose that filter. When I say the filter, it's like, you know, when you have things that come, you know, you might think something, but you don't say it because you're afraid of hurting someone's feelings it's different coaching. I do my best to not have that filter, but you know, with your people you love or social circles, you know, having that filter. But that is my commitment and my up-leveling is losing that filter. Because when we lose that filter, we are living in truth. Like that, and it's just a beautiful, a beautiful thing. And I am safe no matter what happens. But that, you guys are good on that. But everyone else is safe no matter what happens. And it's because often it's not that, you know, we have a filter. Sometimes it's not even necessarily self-serving. It's like we have a filter because we're afraid of hurting someone else, their feelings, or hurting, you know. So we have this filter. And so I'm committed to honesty. So that's what we want to okay. So losing that filter, I feel like there's something heaviness in the heart chakra. So I want to balance out. Release any. It's safe for me to open up my heart. It's safe for me to be vulnerable. It's safe for me to be intimate. It's safe for me to love freely. It's safe for me to increase my love, and it's safe for me to stay open to receive love. I let go of the fear of getting hurt. I let go of the fear of displeasing others. I release the fear of criticism or others' judgment. And this upgrade, the next version of yourself, I hope that you can, it's like taking a kind of a mental inventory right now of who you are and how you show up in the world. And my intention and my vision is that over the next week, over the next couple weeks, that you will notice that something has shifted, that a piece of that filter is gone. That in one situation you would never have acted this way, and then you see, you're like, oh, I feel that kind of freedom. And if you still notice something, then I'll just notice it. Because that's something, you know, more to bring to these calls so that we can release it. Losing, I am connected to freedom. I am living in freedom. I'm living in, when we stop caring about what others think, whether it's as mothers, as fathers, as partners, as coaches and bosses, like all those different things, all these different employees, all the different hats that we might wear, and sisters and daughters and brothers and sons, like when we lose that, that is true freedom. And so I let go of control. It is safe for me to let go of control. It is safe for me to surrender to the divine. It is safe for me to live in the flow, to live on the flow on a daily basis. Because that's the sweet stuff when we're living in that place of flow. I am the creator of my own life. In all things, in all places, I'm unattached to the outcome. At the same time, you know, being that place of unattached to the outcome. Let's see here. Is there anything else that we need to, there's some heavier emotions still. Okay. So if there's any rage, because I feel some, it actually feels like, if in the heart, release this rage down to the cellular level. And if something comes up for you, like sometimes we don't even consciously connect. It's like, oh, I don't, you know, this just happened or whatever. I don't feel rage, but I invite you to consider it because maybe it's the first thing that came up, like write that down with the commitment that, you know, it's time to let this go. Let's see here. I release that right, this rage. I am living the best version of myself. Let's see, validate myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. There's still some more here. Let me see if anyone has posted in the group what they, let's see here. Okay. I'm not seeing too many things. Okay. So, I think we talked about the time that living in confidence, believing in myself, and trusting in myself. Motivation. I am motivated. I am inspired. I am doing what it takes. So thinking about, like, what are that future version of yourself, what are the qualities that he or she has? When you write those down, how does she behave or how does he behave in the world? How does he or she talk to people? Kind of actions. I'm starting to kind of think about those because we want to connect you to, first of all, to those adjectives. But also because there can be an incongruence when we say, you know, we want more abundance or we want, you know, six figures, multiple six figures, seven figures, like whatever that is, we want to meet, you know, the love of our life. And yet today we're not taking the action that our future self would take, you know, to stay in alignment with that. So, connecting to that motivation, I release, let's see, I don't know if it's like, I release the overwhelm. There's so many things. I'm listening to my guidance, my guides, my angels. I'm receiving guidance now. I carve out the time to connect, to receive this guidance. And I focus on the next step. I have all the tools. I have all the you guys are good on tools, but then it's like I have all the support that I need. Okay. I have all the tools. I have all the support that I need. So you're good on that, but then it's safe to ask for support. It's safe to ask for myself support. I release any victim energy, and I release any martyr energy. So often, we don't even know it. I was just talking to someone earlier about victim energy, and it happens in such subtle ways. Even if when we talk about, like, this happened to me. When you say something like this happened to me, then it's, you go into victim. We actually start to invoke that victim energy when you can reframe it. I mean, I'm very careful about how I talk about things because it's not, I can go into victim, you know, like I don't know if we're just wired or just, as a group, that's why we resonate. Like that is the, it takes mastery and practice. And so even, there was something happening in a coaching program. There's some things that I didn't appreciate. Probably the most honest way to say. And I was really conscious. Because it would be very easy to go into a victim about that. How I frame the story that I'm going to tell about, you know, and how I put myself into it. And actually, you know, I did entertain it for a little bit. And I was like, okay, I got to shift this. this is a mind virus and it's not getting me what I want. And so it's not like all or nothing. As many times when we can, it's starting to notice. The minute we start thinking like someone's doing this to me or this is happening to me, I'm not getting what I need, you know, we get into kind of blame. Oh, I release any blame energy. We are no longer empowered. We definitely want to be like in this place of, the best way to shift that is just back to, I'm the creator of my own life. How am I creating this? Even if we can't see, you know, how am I creating this? Releasing the victim energy, releasing the martyr energy, releasing the blame, taking ownership and responsibility. Okay. Is there anything else? That sounds good. Okay, so I'm going to open up the line. Just one more thing. Additional levels. Anything else? Okay. So I'm going to open up the lines. Well, the lines are open. So you can, I'm going to go check to see if I have my computer available again. Because I can kind of see. But maybe you can just try speaking up. And tell me if you have a question or something specific. My computer's not available. So something specific you want help with, or you have a question or a comment that you want support with right now. You could star 7 to unmute if you are muted. And I will uncomfortable with silence.
Hi, Tara. It's Julie.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the victimhood that you're talking about.
Yes.
And for me, I know I hear myself telling this story of the victim that I am. And I'm like, stop it, stop it. Inside my mind, like, I'm like, stop it, you know. But if there's another person there who's sort of commiserating or egging me on or saying, you poor thing, I saw what happened.
Yeah.
I do keep talking about it, but I do, in combining that, you know, my situation is nasty at home with, a lot of negative comments coming my way if I do tell the truth. So I find myself, like, I really am filtering just about everything that I say in order to not have that negative commentary in my life. And to prevent feeling like a victim of the negative commentary, I have to filter what I say. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously in all situations, we can't just be honest, can we? So you want to comment on that?
Yeah. So I think when it comes to like with the filter, and I am, as I say this, I am learning this, teaching and learning this. it's about connecting to your highest self and honoring her. So if you're feeling shut down, or if you're feel like you can tell by how you feel, right? How your heart feels.
Mm-hmm.
Are you loving her and honoring her and allowing her to grow and to expand to her utmost capacity? Because there is, like, I'll give you an example. Dinner. We're at the beach the other day, and I started talking about sex. And I was talking about arousal and numbers. And I've become obsessed with this idea lately, as I've become integrated with my younger versions of myself. But I'm like collapsing boundaries. And so I was talking to my husband about sex, and he's like, "You're talking so loud." I'm just talking about arousal, you know. it's a common human experience, and I felt shut down. I felt shut down, but I also had to respect that was his. That so I was honoring my lack of filter to talk about this, but his space was not to talk about it. And so I have to honor that too, and we'll have another further conversation about what that means, because we can't have it both ways. And so I think it's just it's a navigation, but the bigger question is, are you honoring, like, what is the most loving to you? In your highest self. Like, if you were to, this is actually a really helpful exercise for all of you. I've been doing some of you are in A-Life, and, you know, we've been doing these little vibrational practices and meditation. Oh, there's some music. Can you star six? Thank you. And I have been guided to, like, now I'm meditating an hour and a half a day, so that I get that, you know, this just really being connected to God and connected to my highest self. And I'm just really in this place of acceleration, and this is the most important part. So it means, like, waking up, I'm like, how do I do it? Because I'm in a sales cycle, I got to work out, all this other stuff. So I'm like, okay, wake up at 4 a.m. so I can do this. The reason I'm sharing this is that one of the things can help is when you're meditating, or and however that is for you, because I was never a big meditator before. So I was talking to Lessa, she was at the mastermind, and we all, it's fine if it's 5 minutes, if it's just, I mean, wherever you're at is fine. It's getting that place of quiet time, however you want your spiritual practice to be. And talk to her or him, your highest self. Like, invite, like, go to a place and ask, like, what is my next step? I'm in this situation and it's feeling toxic. And I love my grandchildren. And this is so important to me. What is that next step? And asking your angels and guides and, like, and getting that support, because you might get the message, just stay the course. Hold the line. It's all going to open up. Just stay the course. But wherever message you get, you'll get the real answer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yes. I mean, I guess I've always felt like I had to filter myself because I've made it's interesting when you were talking about shame earlier in the call, and the incident that came up was a childhood incident where I felt like I hurt someone's feelings by what I said. Mm-hmm. And so I've always had sort of this idea that I need to be careful what I say because I might hurt someone. And I guess that's kind of a theme in my life. So to hear you say, oh, don't filter, comes as kind of a shock.
Yeah. Wait, there's star six, please.
But I guess I think as I connect to what you said about my highest self would share the truth in a way that was loving and not caustic. And I think sometimes I can be caustic when I'm really triggered. And so my highest self that I aspire to be would respond in a way that was not blaming and not judging,
right,
but just saying how I felt about the situation in a loving way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, it totally makes sense. Yeah, there's a very different just coming from that place. And, I mean, it's a navigation, and how do we speak like that? And if we get triggered, then it's something to clear. But that's a good topic, though. One of the things I want to plug into there is that Everything feels good, though. I'm not responsible for other people's feelings. I am committed to feeling my feelings, and I allow others to experience their feelings and their experience. That makes sense? Because experience their triggers. I give others the permission to experience their experience and their triggers and whatever it is that they're experiencing. And I give myself that permission. Because it really isn't about us. It really has nothing to do, like someone else, even though we can feel that and like take it on, but the more we grow and release our own triggers, it's like, huh. I noticed like when my husband said that to me, that I just remembered an earlier thing, like that's kind of how I shut down when I was younger, because like people get embarrassed. and so that was like, oh, good. I mean, he showed up for me so I could see that like old thing happen. But that's his experience. And then, you know, I don't have to take it on. I don't have to shut down. So that's a great, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great, great, a great topic. Yeah.
And Tara?
Yes. Yes. Hi, Isabel.
Hello. Hello. As you spoke about martyr and victim energy, I just wanted to make a comment. Here in Latin America, it's very used to say in instead of saying "I broke the cup," we say "Oh, the cup was broken to me."
Yeah.
They will never say "Yo rompí el vaso," se me rompió el vaso.
Yeah.
So everything happened to the people. So they're really in a very victim energy because not the car broke. The car broke to me. I have no fault.
You're right. There's no agent.
Yeah, and it's incredible how the language influences our the mentality or the feeling of the people. Everything acts.
That's true.
Yeah, so they are victims to everything.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. This happened to me.
Yeah, so they're responsible for nothing, you know?
Yeah.
It's the weather, it's the rain, it's the all the circumstances are moving your life. You're not the creator of your life here.
Yeah. And it's so powerful. Like as we talk about this upgrade to the best version of yourself, I was at this mastermind, I was sitting next to a couple of my friends, Brett. And some of you might know Brett Gregory and Summer McStravick. And we were taking this little scorecard, kind of entrepreneur scorecard, and kind of it's like on mindset. And I love Summer. She's an amazing, amazing woman and leader. And it really became clear to me, like as she was answering some questions, she just has a super strong mindset. And it's all how we decide how we decide to think, how we frame our minds. It's all, I mean, yes, we clear the block, we release the blocks, but the part that we have complete choice about is our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, sometimes we'll have someone that, you know, you have some of you that are on, building your business, like got to make calls, or I've got to go do, you know, this part of my business. It's not my favorite thing to do. You just do it. It's like that's the next step, even with the resistance. That's what's coming up right now. I release the resistance to stepping in to the best, this upgraded version of myself. I release the resistance. I don't know why we resist. It doesn't matter why. So first of all, let's do a life scan on that. In childhood, is a decade, is a generational pattern here. And then there's some, there's just an old story. And deeply entrenched programs. Okay, I release any resistance. Just kind of that feeling of going with the flow into this next version of myself. That it can be this easy. You know, you think about it. You think about a baby. I know this just comes up right now. If you have any background noise, it feels like something's like moving around. Star six. You think about a baby. A baby just kind of like evolves, right? To like sitting up or like grabbing onto things, to crawling. And there can be frustration, you know, where you're not mastering a skill, but then you go to the next thing, you start walking and just the whole evolution, like as you're growing into a child, there's just not the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you don't like, oh my gosh, I gotta walk. It's just so hard. I'm just gonna stay here. It's just like, it's just too much. Maybe because we're not thinking in that, like we haven't, you know, moved that part of our brain yet. But it's kind of, I share that because this invitation to step into the next version of yourself, it's the same. It's no different than going from crawling to walking. And the reason we're having this energy work is that often we have resistance to that. We have resistance to our greatness. I release any resistance to my greatness, and that it's safe to let that go. And if you have anything right now that's coming up for you, like what is that resistance for you that I can support you with right now?
Dara?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me. Yes, I wanted to touch a little bit on what you just asked and also further to Julie's comment earlier. I had a fitting yesterday and I found myself talking surprisingly very professionally to this young man whose suit I was altering. And and I came away from the fitting and I charged an amount that I was really comfortable with and really happy with, and at the end he said, oh, are you sure you haven't left yourself short? And it was really nice sort of feedback from him. I felt really supported in that moment from the universe.
Yeah.
And because I did charge an amount that I felt supported with.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of thinking about that afterwards and I thought, wow, I'm not too sure what I had consciously focused on to make that kind of stuff just come out of my mouth, but I was like, wow, I felt so, I didn't lie about things at all, but I certainly wouldn't have spoken so confidently in the past about my skills or my abilities in front of him.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't know what happened there, but I think I'd like that much more in my life.
Awesome. I'm so proud. Releasing those blocks. I mean, as you release them, you're just being you.
So I was wondering, is there... Yeah, have you experienced that? And is there some way I'm feeling quite challenged in, with my partner at the moment in just keeping my vibration high with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, it'd be great if I could bag whatever I did with my work and apply it to my relationship.
Yeah. What's coming up? Like, it's safe to speak my truth. It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just showing up because it's another place for you to up level.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up that you need help clearing?
Um, confidence in, well, you know, my past habit has been to focus on tiny little things and make them huge problems and want to run away. So there's that lack of confidence that I've made a good decision and that I should still be there.
I'm not sure exactly. I'm not following you.
So to put it,
what do you want to create?
That he's, yeah, that I feel like he's good enough for me, and that I'm good enough for him.
Okay. So you're not feeling like that?
It's a bit.
That's a real problem. I don't think that's a real problem. It sounds more like I release the fear of intimacy. I release the fear of being vulnerable and being loved. I let go of creating problems as a distraction, that it's safe to feel good. It's safe and actually what's interesting in a way, Melinda, is that there's a way sometimes when we can create, like, we're doing well in one area, and then we can kind of create something else over here a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if that's sort of a comfort zone, you know, because I can't feel so good. I think Toshia was sharing that in the group. I don't know if she's on the call right now. But it's like, oh, my gosh, everything's so good. and so that it's okay to feel good. Because the energy is weak on that. It's okay to feel good, to have good, to have this peace and this freedom be my natural state. I let go any pattern, and sometimes you can relate, like, of, like, it's almost like creating a distraction that one of the things to do also is, let's see, do I have a little time? I think I've talked about this in A-Life, but I can share this. This actually is related to upgrading to the next version of yourself. And Julie, this would be helpful too. As a way to move out of victim. This is something that, we've probably talked about, but, like, it is so helpful to do this. You can almost do this every day. It's called a resentment list. And you write down in one column, like, the person, place, or thing that bothers you. It's kind of like from the fourth step in the big book. It will help you shift. So, like, in a partner relationship or with, you know, a family member, you put down the column one, put the person's name. Column two, what are the things you don't like about that person or that bug you or that annoy you or irritate you? Upset you, whatever the thing is, right? What's the judgment or the thing that's causing that resentment? And you can write a whole list of things down, right? I did this one on my partner recently. So you write down the whole list. And then in the third column, you write down, where have I been that or done that? Where have I disconnected or shown fear? And what's helpful about that, like, when you think about it, because you're like, what do you mean? I don't do that. Like, if he drinks, like, I'm not, like, you know, doing that. Or, you know, I have someone who's, like crazy about looking at Facebook all the time. It was, like, driving me crazy. And so maybe I don't do it like that. But I certainly, if I'm bored or if I'm upset, I've used Facebook or social media as a way to distract myself from my emotions. So I'm no different. Like, I've done the same thing. And so what happened, and then the fourth column is forgiveness. And you just go, and this is something I learned from Ben and Jen Rohde. But it's also like from the fourth step, it's actually like the fifth step, is you go and you forgive yourself for those things where you've been that or done that, where you've shown fear, where you've disconnected. And what's interesting about it is, like, when I've done this exercise, my mind, especially someone that you love, right, like, it's almost like a tape. Like, if you're a tape, like, running in the brain about, like, oh, he's doing this, or he's doing that, or he's doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, we have, like, this tally, right? And when you go back and you, like, list, you know, when I've done that or done that, and I forgive myself for those things, it like, creates more tolerance. Because really the only thing I can change is me. And when I've been there and done that, like, and I can forgive myself. So I would suggest, and I would wonder, Julie, if you tried that. It might feel a little bit harder if you're saying, like, well, I don't do it to that degree. But if you're asking yourself, like, well, what is my part? Like, where have I, you know, like, how am I showing up? Because often it's the feeling we have is actually something about us, really. Like, well, I didn't speak up, or I shut myself down, or I lost my temper, or, you know, and so then we kind of make it about them, but what actually there's, you know, it kind of gives us a better inventory. So I hope that helps. That's it's something that I do regularly. It's part of my meditation in the morning. We have 2 more minutes. Is that helpful, Melinda?
Yeah, it is. And I just listened to the last month's call the other day, and you spoke about it then. So I have started doing it and found it very powerful. So I think maybe I can do it a little more intensely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay, yeah. And if there's something else, then just bring it up on the A-Life and let's get in a session and see. Because sometimes it could just also be bringing, you know, just, you know, your journey. It's a journey in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring up the, you know, fears and things. It's to trust and to love and to allow ourselves to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me, Tara?
Yes.
Yes, I tried to speak, but I had on muted. So is there any time? I have something that happened yesterday.
Yes.
That was really
1 minute.
About, yeah, 1 minute, so I'll be quick. So I've been really planning to focus on launching, you know, the my Heart Earth and my projects for peace and things that I've been working on for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then I found yesterday that there is a group, 2 girls in Berlin, that have, like, taken the whole idea, the word, and written down. Mm-hmm. And they've created this webpage for artists, and it's really horrible energy with, like, very destructive sounds, like war.
Yeah.
So they've done that, and I feel like they've just taken it. They've stolen it, and now they're launching with iCloud and all sorts of things. So I almost panicked. So I felt victimized. And then I tried to see yesterday and said, maybe they're helping me to accelerate, to go faster and work harder.
Oh, I like
so
that.
I thought, so I was thinking that is probably the reason why. I'm still not really, I still feel some fear because the energy was so, I had this kind of, it was really destructive. And I think my whole life I've had this, because of abuse of certain times as a child, abusive, I have this fear of something big and dark will come and hinder me to be who I truly am. Some outside force.
I think for this topic, I mean, let me just see if there's anything here. It feels like it's a lot more like for us to dive into right now, because it's just, I mean, we're at the end of the call. Why, you know what, bring it up tomorrow on the A-Life call.
Okay. It's on Wednesday, isn't it? No, it's tomorrow.
It's on Tuesday. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Check the time.
Okay.
The time changed, though. Okay. Everyone, I hope that let me just kind of leave you with just that connection, connecting to the next version of yourself, feeling that, feeling your power, feeling that possibility, feeling the potential, and feeling that surge of energy, that surge, that flow, that you moving into him or her, that it is inevitable, and that all you need to do is to submit, to surrender. You know, that just kind of came through. So, sending you all lots of love. Share in the group what ahas, and we can kind of take this further. And if also you could feel free also to share Marie Louise in the group.
I think we do it tomorrow. We do it, and then maybe later. So yeah, okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
Awesome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.